Welcome to A Daily Dose of Torah, as Rabbi Ruvi New masterfully blends a flavorful mix of today's Hayom Yom, Hasidic meditation, Torah portion, Tanya, and Maimonides. Get ready for a delicious and nutritious power booster for your soul. Ready to power up your day? Join Rabbi New for the Daily Torah podcast on your favorite podcast provider like Spotify, Apple, and Google. Plug in and power up.
Good morning. Welcome to today's podcast and today's edition of 10 Minutes of Torah entitled Where Angels Don't Fly. Well, straight out of the gate, we'll tell you where they don't fly, because it's a lesson derived from the Alter Rebbe, from the opening, from the second verse of today's Torah portion, where a group of tribal leaders have assembled in leading the mutiny against Moses and Aaron's leadership, the behest of Korach. And in the second verse today, God says, separate yourselves from the midst of this congregation, and I shall wipe them out in an instant. The Hebrew word is Eidah. Now, there are actually a number of Hebrew words for congregation. There's kahal, which means a gathering. There's tzibur, which also means community. And eida, a congregation. And what the Alter Rebbe teaches is, this is one of the sources, one of the biblical sources from where we know that an eida, a congregation, which, in other words, what that which constitutes a minyan, consists at a minimum of 10 men, because there were 10 men at this particular assemblage. And the word Eida, the etymology of, or the source, the root of that word is the Hebrew word Eid, which means witness, to bear witness. And the idea is that when a minyan comes together, and gathers together, in and of itself, in its very constitution, it carries a certain attesting, a witness to the presence of God. That's because each person has a soul that is a fragment of the divine, that is literally a piece of God. When 10 souls come together, that creates, in and of itself, a particularly powerful a testament, if there's such a word, I'm not sure, to the presence of God. Now, we're talking about an assemblage, even if there's nothing particularly holy going on. We're not talking about necessarily that people are praying. It's just the very assemblage itself. As in this case, the people did not come together for a holy purpose, to say the least. This is part of a rebellion. Nonetheless, what we take from here is that it's the power of community, the power of people coming together, is not to be underestimated. And enormously transformative things can come about when people band together, and that there's tremendous, tremendous energy there. So much so that the Alter Rebbe says the very coming together of 10 souls generates such a potent and intense energy that angels cannot fly there, which means it's too intense for an angel to be present. So we, you know, talk a lot about, or we have a fascination about angels and being in the heavenly sphere, heavenly realm, and being like these holy agents and messengers and So we sort of have this, we're enamored by the whole angel thing and their purity and their holiness and their agency. But the truth of the matter is that when 10 of us come together, that creates an energy that's much greater than an angel, so great that an angel can't even be present. And what that means is that when people come together, we can change the world, we can transform, we can make things happen. Angels can't do that, or at least not in a way that an angel can. So even though this particular assemblage of people was for a negative purpose, to rebel against Moshe and Aaron, but the very assemblage in and of itself carries tremendous power, and it could be a force for positive transformation, or it could be a force of great destruction. But such is the power of people coming together, and that is because it constitutes an Eidah, which means a particular manifestation, a powerful manifestation of God's presence in the world. And of course, God is infinite. God can do anything. When people come together, the collective energy and force that comes together can also can do just about anything. That's certainly very disproportionate to what we would think individual people or a small group of people are capable of. So that's the first takeaway from the Torah reading, which usually we start with the Hayom Yom, with the Hasidic teaching. Today we're going to segue to that right now, because these two things connect. So on the one hand, people coming together creates a very powerful collective energy. On the other hand, there's also the way a particular individual experiences a deep and intimate connection with God on a personal level. So here's a very beautiful teaching taught by the third Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. He lived in the 1800s. He told his son, who succeeded him, he was the Rebbe Marash, the fourth Rebbe, about an incident that once happened to him, and he concluded, quote, "When one helps a Jew make a living, even to earn a mere 70 kopkis, which is not a great sum of money, when he's selling a calf, the gates of all the heavenly palaces are open for him." Several years later, this is the previous Rebbe talking now, the one who heard the story, the Rebbe Marash, told this whole story to the father of the previous Rebbe, who's telling the story, the Rebbe Rashab. And the Rebbe Marash, who heard the story from his father, the Tzemach Tzedek, added, "Though ideally one should know the path to the heavenly palaces, this is not crucial," which means, ideally, if a person wants to have a peek into heaven, you got to know a lot of Kabbalah, because that's the window, and that's how you learn to navigate through the heavenly palaces. But he says that's not so crucial. What is of fundamental importance is to help another person wholeheartedly and with warmth, to take pleasure in doing a fellow Jew a favor. So not only to do it, but to do a favor for another, but also to have pleasure in that. So the background to the story is that the one who originally related the story, the Tzemach Tzedek, third Rebbe, who was the grandson of the Alter Rebbe, the founder of Chabad. After his grandfather passed away, yes, 10 Sefirot, 10 souls of Minyan. Thank you, Dan, for sharing that. That is exactly right. And we're going to talk about the Sefirot in a second when we get to the Tanya. So the background to the story is that the Alter Rebbe, the founder of Chabad, every so often would appear, after his passing, he would appear to his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, and help him resolve perplexing questions that he was having in his studies. Sometimes it was in a dream, and sometimes it was not in a dream, but he would have a very clear vision of his grandfather, and he would share enlightenment, he would enlighten him. But then some time elapsed, and he wasn't having these visions of his grandfather, and he was wondering what was going on, what was the blockage. So the background to this story about helping someone out, and that opens up the highest spiritual realm to someone. The background to the story is this story, the Tzemach Tzedek, which is, he was walking to services one morning to shul, and it was a market day. It was early in the morning, and a Jew by the name of Reb Mordechai, who was in the calf business, or cows, he sold cows, asked the Tzemach Tzedek for a loan just for that day so he could use it at the market, and he would make a profit and then return the money back at the end of the day. The Tzemach Tzedek said to him, sure, be happy to help you out. Come to my house after davening when I get back from services, when I come back from shul, from the synagogue, and I'll loan you the money. And he went to shul. But then when he came to the service, he was about to start praying, he thought to himself, there's a famous statement in the Talmud about one of the Talmudic sages who would never start to pray before he helped someone in some way, before he gave someone some charity. So he thought to himself, this guy needs to go to the market now, and he's going to have to wait until I finish praying. So he went home before starting to pray and got the money and went to the marketplace. But now the marketplace was full. It took him a while to find this Reb Mordechai. He found him and gave him the money. And then as soon as he came back to the synagogue, all of a sudden, for the first time in weeks, his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, appeared to him. And so he realized that the most profound spiritual experience you can have is helping someone else out. That's where it happens. And that's what opened the vista for him to experience the revelations of enlightenment from his grandfather, was when he put himself out to help another person. So that's the Yom Yom teaching for today. And in the Tanya today, the Alter Rebbe compares the human operating system with the divine operating system. It's part of a larger discussion, and basically, the human operating system, the highest or foremost level where all human engagement starts, is with the mind, with what's called chokhmah. Chokhmah is where ideas are born, and then after ideas are born, we develop a feeling, an emotional experience, which leads to communication, which leads to action, but sort of the nerve center, or the neural center from where everything starts, at the foremost level is where we conceive of ideas, or something that we become aware of. It may not be something we conceive on our own, but something that we become aware of, and that triggers a whole process of we become aware, or we conceive of an idea, and then we think about it, we contemplate on it, and then there's the interface, the way ideas transition into feelings, and that's another level of engagement, and then talking about it is another level of engagement and experience, and then ultimately acting on it. So there's basically five steps to this process. The point being that the highest and foremost of human experience, we are intellectual beings. We are intelligent beings. That is what distinguishes human beings from other creations, is our degree, level of intelligence. And what the Alter Rebbe says is that even though the human operating system mirrors the divine operating system, as the Torah says, we're created in God's image, which he did by design so that we should have some concept of being able to relate to God through our own experience. Nonetheless, we're finite, God's infinite. So, whereas in the human experience, Chochmah, which is where ideas are conceived, is the highest level of the rung, as it were, of human engagement and processing and experience with God, that's actually the lowest rung. Meaning to say, the verse says, "Kulam b'chokhva siso," it says, "You, God, made everything with wisdom." Now, what it should have said is, "You conceived of everything with wisdom." You don't make things with your mind. You make things with your hands. You conceive of ideas in the mind. And what the inference of this verse is that as far as God is concerned, action and the conception of ideas, which is in the human scale, are the two bookends. For us, the two bookends of experience are conception of an idea, that's the first and the highest, and that's the first bookend, and the last level of engagement is where you act on it, that's the other bookend. For God, both bookends are one and the same, because with God himself and the infinite space that is divine, ultimately there is no hierarchy, in the sense that there is no level of divine engagement that is sort of higher or lower, because that would imply then that God himself has some degree of finitude, and therefore some things are there's a hierarchy or a structure of higher and lower. So with God, in other words, everything there's sort of a parity to all existence, and all existence shares the common the commonality of being, quote, existence, period. So this is a broader discussion about understanding the nature of the interface between God and creation, and how he relates to it. So it means everything there's an equanimity to all creation from the infinite vantage point of God. So more of that to be discussed tomorrow, God willing. Yes, Tzimtzum was a big part of this whole conversation. TBC tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you for joining us. And you can also hear this on a podcast as well. We're starting to broadcast and upload these 10 minutes of Torah each day at your favorite podcast provider. Have and make it a wonderful day. Thanks for joining. See you tomorrow, God willing.
Thank you for tuning in to today's Daily Dose of Torah. For more life-enriching wisdom from Rabbi New, and to sponsor a Daily Dose of Torah, go to BocaBeachChabad.com.